The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus left Samaria for Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. When he came to Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. Now, there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, who was near death. Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "You may go. Your son will live." The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. He asked them when he began to recover. They told him, "The fever left him yesterday about 1 p.m. The father realized that just at that time Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live," and he and his whole household came to believe. Now this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Once again, welcome back, everybody. Now, the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, and Luke all record about 30 miracles of Jesus. 30 miracles. Gospel of John only records 7 miracles of Jesus. You want to know why that is? It's because Matthew, Mark, and Luke were written to people who didn't believe anything, to try to bring people from zero faith to conversion of heart. Gospel of John is different. And the reason why I tell you this is because we're going to be hearing from the Gospel of John pretty much exclusively for more than 2 months. So it helps us to understand it a little bit better. The Gospel of John is different. It presumes that you already believe, but that you want to believe more deeply. It presumes that you already have faith, but that you want that faith to deepen. That's what we all want, right? Deeper faith. We're here because we believe, but goodness sakes, we want to believe more deeply. So we hear the story of the royal official today, and it's intended to help us. Royal official comes to Cana from Capernaum, makes one request of Jesus. He says, "Jesus, please heal my son who's dying." Jesus says to him, "You can go home. Your son will be fine." At that, the man just turns around and walks back home. No proof. No evidence. He simply hears what Jesus says, believes what Jesus says, and acts on what Jesus says. Now that's faith, brothers and sisters. That's faith. Understand, Capernaum's a 2-day walk from Cana. And that's no small feat. That'd be like, what, walking from here to Baltimore, right? Just turns around and walks back home. Now that's faith. And the reason why John tells us this isn't so that we'll cheer for this man's faith like what we cheer for a sports hero or something. Rather, that we will imitate this man's faith. So let's try to understand a little bit better what faith is, as long as we're trying to deepen our faith. What is faith? What is faith? Is faith kind of like a comforting reassurance and promises that you've heard, hoping that they're going to be true? Things like life after death? What is faith? Is faith like knowing your catechism? Some people, you know, they can list the Ten Commandments and they can quote Scripture and they think they've got great faith. What is faith? Is it kind of like a generalized optimism that everything is going to work out the best because God's in charge? Is that what faith is? Faith is none of those things. Here's what faith is. Faith is a grace that moves you to act. Faith is a grace. What? It's a gift. I'm not going to get too deep into this, but it's a gift by which you know
That what God has revealed to you is true, and that leads you to act on it. You know that what God has revealed is not only true, because God can't possibly deceive us, but because it comes from God, who's nothing but pure love itself. What God revealed is the greatest good. And just as an aside, this is why pretty much every sin is a consequence of a lack of faith. It's like we don't really believe that what God has revealed to us is real. That's where sin comes from. But that God has revealed to us is the very best thing possible. That's what lets us act, even when we don't see anything yet. And doesn't that happen all the time? Doesn't that happen all the time? You pray for health of someone who's sick, they don't get better. You pray for a job, somebody is unemployed, they don't find a job. You pray for great things like the conversion of heart of your family and friends and loved ones, and you see nothing as a result. What do you do? What do you do in the face of such a, you know, a God who seems to be AWOL? What do? You imitate this royal official right here. You keep on going. Why? Because you know that God can't deceive you, and whatever he has planned, and you don't necessarily know what he has planned, but you know it's a heck of a lot better than anything you can imagine. God doesn't grant us wishes. He's not like a genie in a lamp. God doesn't exist to sit around and wait on us like, you know, like cocktail waiter waiting to take our order. Then that's why Jesus gets so upset when people demand signs. Right? What does God exist to do? He gives us existence to draw us closer to himself. And we come to realize how greatly good he is. It's all about a deepening of that love relationship. That's always going to happen. And the blessings that he has for us, I don't know when they're going to unfold. I don't necessarily know if we're going to see him this side of death, to be perfectly honest with you. But if you have faith, you know God's imagination is way, way greater than yours. That's why we keep on going. Gospel of John is the only gospel that tells us his purpose in writing. He says, I write these words, what? So that you'll believe, and that because you believe, you will have more abundant life. That's what we want. So let's take these days now that remain in Lent. Pray God lead us from a shallow faith to a deep and a beautiful abiding faith. Amen.